everybody, and welcome to Men's Room Antics. This is when me and a few of my bros get together and we talk like we would if we were just behind a urinal.
Gabe, you're talking about your other podcast.
Yeah, you're confused. This is Trends with Benefits.
And we're girls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're all girls.
There's a bunch of girls in here.
You're in the wrong bathroom.
This is your nightmare.
No, for realios, though, this is Trends with Benefits. It's a show where I get together with some of my trendy friends, and we talk about things that are trending out there and in here, meaning in this room. And in this room, I have some real good friends. I've got my co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi.
And our guest today is a cool gal pal and a cool Twitter person who you can find on Twitter at Melina MF. That stands for motherfucker, right?
Yes. Or meat flaps.
Come up on the mic, yeah.
Or meat flaps.
And her name's Melina Lee. Thanks for coming on our show. For the first time.
Yeah, we definitely didn't have another episode that accidentally got deleted.
Agata, you just moved.
I did. I moved today. I'm really excited about it. My new place is awesome.
Agata was previously living with 10 people in a hippie commune.
It's not far off.
And she got an apartment that's just going to be herself. Yep. So, unlimited farts.
I never limited myself. No, but living alone is pretty much the best thing in the world. So I'm stoked.
Yeah.
But nobody, like, come murder me or anything, because someone will notice.
Yeah. Don't go murder Agata.
If the only reason that was stopping you before was that I had roommates.
Yeah.
It's still in effect.
They were not, like, they didn't strike me as the kind of folks that were out to protect you. I should mention we're recording this. It's Sunday, February 1st at about 5:53 p.m. and the Super Bowl is happening right now.
Yeah,
and we've got some neighbors who are, you'll probably hear them. They're very excited about the outcome of the game.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We just watched the halftime show.
Yeah, it featured a performance from Modest Yahoo.
Yeah,
and Andy Milonakis.
Andy Milonakis, Riff Raff.
Paul Walker. Hologram.
Hologram of Paul Walker was there. And man. Toyota Dads, they have a set of pipes. My goodness. They sang the American Anthem.
Wait, what's Toyota Dads?
Toyota Dads.
It's Toyota Dad. The Toyota Dad that was on the commercial. That was
Melina
crying.
Was like all hot for.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm still wet.
I must have spaced out.
He was just this weird old guy, and Melina kept being like, ooh, sexy dad.
Sexy Toyota Dad.
Oh. Are you big into dads, Melina?
I'm big into Toyotas.
Well, we all are, I think.
Great. So, yeah, if you periodically hear our neighbors saying, like, fuck yeah, woo, I think that means that the Seahawks are winning.
Yeah. And when they go, no, 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 that means that the Seahawks are losing.
Yeah, they're playing against the England Patriots.
Yes.
Which is weird. I didn't know that England had a team.
That's the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. You can tell they're from England because of the tea and the crumpets that they take on the field with them.
Right. And how they're always doing drawings.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we've set the scene quite nicely, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
We're at my apartment. It's Sunday. The Super Bowl is happening now. We saw some commercials. We saw Modest Yahoo do a performance. It was very... It looked expensive, that whole production.
It was very moving, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my favorite part was the sharks and the beach balls.
Right.
Man, by the way, for anybody who didn't watch it, Modest Yahoo was inside of a shark costume and then got out of the shark costume and then he was in a beach ball costume and then he got out of the beach ball costume.
And then he was in a Missy Elliott costume.
Yes.
And then he got out of the Missy Elliott costume and was in an Andy Milonakis costume.
Oh. And he sang that famous Sandy Manaka song that we all know and love.
Garbage Dump.
Mm-hmm. He covered Charles Manson's Garbage Dump.
Wow, that's great. So knowing now where and when we are recording this, bear that in mind, that we are going to explore what is trending right now. It might all be Super Bowl related. Who knows?
It might be.
It probably
knows.
Oh, I really hope not.
Hashtag pre-order handwritten Emma tonight.
What did that say?
Hashtag pre-order handwritten Emma tonight.
Still don't understand.
It's hashtag pre-order handwritten at midnight.
What does that mean?
Well, let's find out.
Pre-order handwritten at midnight.
Yes, this is currently trending right now on Twitter. A singer of some sort by the name of Shawn Mendes has an album dropping tonight.
Wait, it's dropping tonight? Then why would you be pre-ordering it?
Because you can pre-order it tonight.
Oh, so
it's
not
also
dropping
tonight.
You can pre-order for it to drop tonight?
Yes. You pre-order and then you just get it right away.
Yeah. You can pre-order as we're talking, but it's going to come out tonight in case you want to pre-order it again.
Pretty efficient.
Yeah.
Wait, can we hear what does Shawn Mendes sound like?
Okay, so I'm on his Twitter page right now, and he has a lot of vines. So
should we hear one of his vines?
Yeah, we're going to hear one of his vines. This is
How old is he?
He kind of looks 16, 17 years old.
Okay.
Can't really tell.
Okay.
He's a youngish looking handsome boy.
Shawn Mendes.
No Toyota dad.
And I'm playing the vine now.
I'm on Danielle's street right now, and I'm going to go and surprise her. Ring on her doorbell. I'm on Danielle's street right.
So he's on. He's. I don't know who Danielle is, but apparently he's on her street. And he's gonna go. Oh, there's another vine. Let's see.
Hey, this is Danielle and this is friends. Everyone say hi.
Okay.
Wait,
so it looks like he's visiting his fans one by one.
Okay.
As built up for his pre order.
Do you think that they pre ordered? Handwritten?
Yeah. Here's
that,
another vine that explains.
Do you guys
your
think he's
question.
Dating Danielle?
Yeah, here's another vine that's, I think, going to answer both your questions.
What was my other question? Hey, it's me, Shawn Mendes, and
okay, that one doesn't work.
Can we hear what Shawn Mendes' music sounds like? Is there like a preview clip? I want to know what I'm pre-ordering.
He's a musician?
Yes.
Oh. Isn't that what handwritten is?
Yeah, it's his album title. Here's a song by Shawn Mendes called Something Big. It's a music video. He's waking up, getting out of bed.
Is he going to Danielle's house?
He's brushing his teeth, getting ready for Danielle.
It's great that we get to see his process. Love those little laughs.
You know a song's good when the artist is laughing at their own song.
Played a lot of you my winning. It's like 25 the laughs that you bust out of prison.
Wow.
Something's in the air. Something's in the air.
Matches
like the feeling when you're just about to kill it. Take your last shot, you know you're gonna hit it. Something's in the air. Something's in the air.
Okay,
matchism.
So his jism's in the air. Yeah, so that's what he sounds like. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pre-ordering right now.
Me too.
That wasn't bad. Yeah, maybe it was bad.
Puppy Bowl 11, you're gonna hear her. R-O-W-R, Caddy Furry, the headline kitty halftime show.
What? Caddy Furry?
Caddy Furry headlined the Puppy Bowl.
R-O-W-R, Caddy Furry, the headline kitty halftime show.
Rower. It's spelling it out for some reason.
Okay, so Puppy Bowl happens every year in tandem with the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just they let loose a bunch of puppies into a scale tiny stadium and they're cute?
No, they train them all year long in underground rings.
To play football.
Mm-hmm.
So Air Bud style? Do they actually yes. play football like Air Bud?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're all called Air Bud, so it's kind of hard to decipher which dog is which dog, so they give them numbers. So there's Air Bud 1, Air Bud 2, Air Bud 69.
I love Air Bud 69.
He's my favorite player.
Okay. I mean, yeah, to me, watching something like a Puppy Bowl sounds a lot more entertaining than watching a Super Bowl.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because puppies are real cute, and football players are, you know, they're intimidating.
You're scared of football players?
I mean, I probably wouldn't be scared of one if I met one, but I'd probably be a little intimidated, because I'm not very big or strong. I'm waiting for one of you to say no.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, we're nodding side to side. We're saying no. No, you are big and strong, Gabe.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. I was worried for a second that I'm not big and strong, but thank you for...
I didn't realize you were fishing for that.
Well, I mean, I just thought you guys would say it.
I mean, Gabe, you just put your fishing rod away. Come on, you're big and strong.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so there's a photo here of what a catty furry looks like.
It's a cat?
Is it a cat?
Yeah, it's a cat.
Is it a cute cat?
It's a cute cat.
Is
yeah.
it a bosomy cat?
It's not a bosomy cat.
Then why is it named Catty Purry?
It's Catty Furry.
Oh.
Purry, I think, would have been
better. Purry would have been better, right?
Because it's closer to Perry.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you.
She has a cat already named Kitty Purry.
Oh, so it's actually Katy Perry's cat that's yeah. headlining.
No, I think it's just a... Oh, is it?
No, it's
yeah,
just a random
so.
Cat called Catty Furry.
Catty Furry.
Oh, no, her cat's name is Kitty Purry.
Oh.
That's
so
a way better name.
So they didn't want to, like, yeah. infringe on the copyright of Katy Perry's real cat.
Yeah, I guess so.
Animal Planet doesn't want to get sued.
Dame Helen Mirren demonstrates perfect subway etiquette.
Dame Helen Mirren demonstrates perfect subway etiquette?
Mm-hmm.
By doing what?
Where?
Here's the photo. It's somebody snapped a pic of Helen Mirren taking the subway. She's holding onto her bag really tightly, giving a nice pose to the side. She's wearing purple gloves. So, you know, those are fashionable.
Wait, the news is that she's taking the subway?
Yeah.
Or she's acting politely on the subway.
She's acting yeah. polite on the subway.
Wait,
that's news.
So is this a real thing? Like she was just taking the subway and she was photographed, or was this a stage thing?
New Yorkers don't really pay celebrities much head unless they are showing themselves in our face. Oh, sorry.
Don't give celebrities head when they're sitting politely.
New Yorkers don't give any celebs head. I'm on a porno site. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Helen Mirren. Now that's a
wait. I don't understand.
Older lady.
I don't understand what the point of this article is.
Here's the article. Mirren was spotted on a downtown R train on Thursday by Instagram user Bleep, and she makes subway riding look classy. She's carrying her bag on her lap.
Are you just not saying the name of the Instagram user?
Yeah, I just don't want to give Jason Lowe Bleep any free Bleep.
Okay.
Publicity.
All right. So you want? Are you saying you want me to put bleeps in where you're saying the word bleep?
I mean,
you didn't
I'm
do
not,
it last time.
I'm not saying you have to bleep, but it'd be nice if you bleep.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. So Helen Mirren was on the subway and she was spotted.
She was not being a dick on the subway.
She wasn't being a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
hey.
What I would expect no less from
yeah,
Helen Mirren personally.
I wouldn't expect her to be a dick on the subway. She seems like a nice lady.
Do you
and
think that
she's
could...
sexy too, like Gabe said?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that she could be a Toyota mom?
Yeah.
I think she is a Toyota
sure.
mom.
Yeah. Toyota is now a synonym for like sexy older person
that's crying.
I like to throw Helen Mirren in the back of my Toyota and
what?
Drive her around like driving Miss Daisy.
You mean Jet Li put her in the back of your Toyota?
I mean, if she wants me to showcase my big strongness like NFL players, I can throw her.
Maybe okay. You should do that instead so she doesn't have to ride the subway.
That's right.
Don't you guys think that she could afford a car?
Helen Mirren?
Yeah.
It's New York, though, right?
She's in New York, but also that might be why this is trending. Like, hey, you
Helen Mirren's
really
not
see...
too good for the subway.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, I just don't think it's an interesting story.
And also, she's clutching her purse like someone's about to take her purse. I mean, come on. Celebs, they're like us. They think they're going to get robbed at any second down in the subway.
July, it's been a rough week, I gotta say. I feel like I could use some comic relief.
Hey man, well, I got some comic relief right here. Okay. I brought some comics with me.
Oh, you did? You brought the funny pages with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
It's Sunday. And it's Super Bowl mm-hmm. Sunday, so that means...
Super Bowl-themed.
Super Bowl-themed comics.
Sounds great. So this is July's Funny Pages. This is a segment that we do weekly, where July brings in his copy of the LA Times,
mm-hmm.
and he opens it up to the Funny Pages, and he picks out a comic strip and reads it for us in very great detail.
Mm-hmm. And of course, whenever we have a guest, they get to choose which comic I read.
Melina?
Okay.
Yes, Melina. And I'll give you a couple choices, and then you just tell me which one you would like me to read.
Okay.
So we got Dilbert. We got Luann. We got Nine Chickweed Lane. We got Garfield. And we got something called Non Sequitur.
Garfield.
Yes!
Garfield, it is. Okay, again, let me preface this. This is a special Super Bowl edition of Garfield.
It's fucking so long.
It's Garfield by Jim Davis. It's longer than even a usual Sunday?
Yeah. Hey, it's fucking long.
Okay. All right, strap in, everybody. This is a Sunday Garfield saga.
Hey, sit back. Throw a couple of those... buffalo wings down your throat
and take a big old bong hit.
And after you're done taking that bong hit, if that's not working for you, get some of that crank that you have hidden behind the toilet.
Okay.
Because you're gonna need it.
Okay.
Because this Garfield comic is fucking long.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, cool.
Garfield by Jim Davis. And mm-hmm. July, you haven't been sent this in advance.
No, I mean, I've emailed with Jim Davis a couple times, and I mean, I don't want to talk out of term, but he sends me a lot of links to funny little puppy YouTube videos. I'm like, dude, stop emailing me.
Okay. You should ask him to come on the show.
You're right. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, great.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
First panel. Garfield is inside of his house, and it looks like it's winter time. So there's a lot of fog on the window. He's behind the window, inside the house, and he's writing his name, I guess, backwards so that the reader can see that it says Garfield.
Okay, so this is just like the intro panel where it says
yeah.
Garfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it shows you, like, the diligence that Garfield has as to... knowing how to write letters backwards properly?
Well, he learned everything he knows from Clarissa Explains It All.
Yeah, which, I mean...
Didn't we all?
Jim Davis also sends me videos of Clarissa Explains It All.
Okay.
And, I mean, just... naughty pics.
You don't really need to, like,
read Joan Hart.
The Garfield panel. If we already have a long...
We already know it's Garfield.
We already know it's Garfield.
We already know it's like 100 squares.
I mean, it's pretty long.
All right, let's start with panel one now.
Let's go ahead and get this party started.
Okay, cool. So first panel, technically second panel.
Technically, first panel.
John is standing next to Garfield and Odie. John and Garfield are looks like they have some something in a mug. Maybe coffee, maybe tea.
Hot chocolate?
Crank.
Maybe hot chocolate. Maybe crank. Odie has his tongue out.
Crank.
Definitely.
Okay.
John's whistling something to the tune of fwee.
It says fwee?
It says fwee. And but it's going fwee, 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 fwee.
So it, does it show musical notes?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right. I can picture it.
And then Garfield's just like, sigh. He's just letting a big old sigh out.
Does it say sigh?
Yeah, it says it P-S-Y.
It doesn't say sigh.
No, it's a regular sigh. And Odie's just his old regular self with his big, huge red tongue out, and he's panting. He's pant, pant, pant.
Yep. Typical Odie.
Second panel. John is still whistling.
Okay.
Garfield, even larger sigh.
Okay. He's not having it.
He's having it.
To an increasing degree.
Mm-hmm.
The whistling?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Odie's still panting. Pant, pant, pant.
He's just oblivious as ever.
Mm-hmm. Third panel. John finally averts his eyes toward Garfield, still whistling.
Okay, so he turns and faces Garfield.
Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't face him. His eyes are just kind of like rolled towards him.
Okay.
And Garfield, again, lets a big ol' sigh.
Okay.
Odie, still panting. Fourth panel. Guess what John's doing?
Whistling fwee fwee fwee?
Yep.
Okay.
Guess what Garfield's doing?
Letting out an even bigger sigh.
Oh, yeah. Guess what Odie's doing?
Still panting.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say smoking crank.
Fifth panel. Do you think anything different has happened yet?
No.
No.
Good, because you'd be right, because they're doing the exact same thing.
So this is just, he's really... Like, this is like a Monday comic that he's stretching out to a Sunday comic.
Yeah, I think this is, I think, you know, it shows you the classic dry wit of Jim Davis and to yeah. really use repetition in such an advanced way. I mean, it's great.
It's so poetic.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fifth panel. Stuff is happening now.
Oh, go on.
Everyone is upset.
All three of them?
All three of them are upset.
Why?
John is screaming at Garfield, enough with the sighing and panting. So he's not only screaming at Garfield, he's also screaming at Odie.
So he's the one who's been whistling all this time. And okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's really like, it's taking it to a place that you don't expect. Because you think maybe Garfield's going to be like, enough with the whistling already.
Exactly.
What a dick.
Exactly. What
John?
John is a dick.
John, he really is.
We've learned that John is a huge dick, and we all know this.
We all
he
hate
is
him.
A huge dick, or he has a huge dick?
I mean,
he has a very small dick.
I mean, though. He must have a small dick.
Yeah. Could he be a Toyota dad?
Doubt it.
I doubt it. Yeah. Toyota dads? Big dicks.
That's why I like them.
Garfield says, at least our noses don't whistle.
Oh, wait. He was whistling through his nose?
Apparently he was whistling through his nose.
That's what fwee, fwee, fwee is supposed to be.
I guess.
What a fucking turn of events.
And then Odie just yelps out a bark.
Okay.
One single bark.
Uh-huh.
Final panel.
Okay. Thank God. It's been a long road.
John... No longer in the panel. I guess he's run off. But not before he lets out one last fwee.
That's it?
Nope. Okay. Garfield has something to say about what happened.
Okay.
Garfield says, the cabin fever's turning ugly. Do you think that's the end?
Yeah.
No, it's not the end.
Who do you think gets the last word?
Odie? Does he bark?
Mm-mm. I bet he pants.
He does pant. That's it.
Okay.
That's the last word is pant.
Pant, pant, pant.
Hey guys, it's time for Ask a Gotta.
So ask me, ask me, ask me. Ask me, ask me, ask me. Oh.
Yay. It's me, a gotta, your friend, a gotta. And I'm here to answer your questions, your advice questions about shitty things that are happening in your life.
Right. If you have questions that you need answered, if you need advice on anything in the world, for example,
you think your boyfriend's cheating on you,
or
you pooped your pants in gym class,
or
you love your teacher.
If any of those things are true, or, you know, anything else, literally. You can go to twb.cool/ask and ask your question for Ask Agata. You can also call 432-AGATA-HI, AGATAHI, and leave a voice message, and we'll play it on the air.
Yep.
And we'll answer your question.
Yep. What do we got in the old inbox?
This question comes from Honlads.
Okay.
And it says, Dear Agata, someone I know is constantly making things up, but I've let it go on for too long. Her stories are very clearly untrue, but I don't say anything. What should I do? Should I let them know that I know?
That's a good question. I kind of let pathological liars just kind of dig a hole so deep that they can't really get back out of it again.
Like to China?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They just dig a hole to China, the core of the earth, to the other side of the world.
I mean, okay, so I don't know if you heard some people celebrating just now. People have criticized me for maybe being too contrarian with the advice that you give on this show, that I always disagree with you.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that are sympathetic.
And I'm trying to be better about that. I want to, I mean, we may not agree about everything, but this is Ask Agata. They're asking you. They're not asking me.
True. True.
In this case, I kind of agree with you, you know, like, I don't know what you're really going to achieve by calling out a I don't know what you're going to achieve by calling a pathical liar out on their
pathological.
Yeah.
Political liar.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to achieve by calling them out. Melina, do you have thoughts on this? You look like you're ready to burst with advice for this person on that.
It seems like you're ready to gush out with some sweet advice.
Out of my butt. I don't know, because I think that if no one ever tells them anything, then they won't know that they're a piece of shit.
That's true.
Let's try to...
Do some role-playing?
Do some role-playing. I'm going to be a pathological liar, first to you, Agata, where you'll just let me bury myself, and then to you, Melina, where you will call me out on my bullshit.
Okay.
All right?
And I'll judge it.
You'll judge it. Yeah. Which one's better?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Agata, how's it going?
Great.
Something really cool happened to me the other day. I was working at Pavilions, as you know I do. Kanye West came through my checkout line.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
And all he was buying up every tabloid magazine that had what was about Bruce Jenner's gender transformation. he was obsessed with that. And then he came up to me and he was like,
What was he wearing?
He was wearing like those white sunglasses that look like window flaps.
And he definitely still wears those.
Yeah. And he told me, hey, bro, he was like, can I just take these? He asked if he could just take them. And I said, I'm just such a big fan that I said yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I just paid for them.
Sweet. Nice story. Sweet, true story, man.
And no scene.
Okay. Hey, Melina, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I was in class the other day. And class got out, right? And my teacher was just like, Gabe, can you stay behind? And she started getting undressed, like in the class, like she was getting ready to
really
have sex with me.
Well, but I totally don't believe you because you're like 30 years old and I don't know why you're saying you're still in school. Because last week we actually went to dinner together and you already told me the story.
Fuck you.
And see.
So which one was better, July?
I don't know. Both stories had great moments.
Wait, you're not judging which of my lies is better.
I'm judging which story I enjoyed better, personally.
So wait, which approach is better though? Should is it better for Agata to, you know, just say, okay, cool story, bro, or is Melina's, I think that you're full of shit because you're in your mid-30s, yeah, don't go to school.
I honestly think if you are real close friends with the person who's lying, then you should just call them out because it's not going to help yourself and them to keep lying to you, and it's not going to make that friendship any better at all.
Okay. I think that I am actually on Agata's side on this one. I think, you know, there's
no... Wow, finally. We've had like 100 episodes.
There's no... I mean, look, if you think they're lying, just continue to think they're lying. And why get into a big confrontation if it's harmless anyway?
Yeah, I mean, if you hardly know the person, then I let them keep lying. Eventually, they're going to keep lying and they're going to dig that hole to China and... They're going to find out that...
They can't lie in Chinese.
They can't lie in Chinese, exactly. But they got to learn Chinese soon. Because.
So if someone keeps lying, though, then can't you just stop being their friend?
That's what I usually would do, I feel like.
Okay, I'm going to do one more Ask Agata question. Okay. This one was actually sent in via text message to 432-AGATA-HI. And it says... this is Heidi. There might be one or two connectors missing. My kids got them last year for Christmas and only used them two X's.
Wait, could you repeat that?
What?
What's the question?
This is a question that was sent in to 432-AGATA-HI via text message. It says, this is Heidi. There might be one or two connectors missing. My kids got them last year for Christmas and only used them two X. So, like, twice. it might be a wrong number.
No,
it seems like this is like a Craigslist.
I think Heidi is asking us something real deep here.
Okay.
She's saying there might be two connectors.
What?
There might be two connectors missing. Which, you know, we all know what that means.
Yeah, it's about relationship advice.
Exactly.
Where are your two connectors, Gabe?
Yeah, you know that theory of, you know, when people are in love, they've got all these connectors between them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
One or two, that you can have one or two connectors?
Yeah.
Well, she's saying one or two of them is missing.
Okay.
Yeah, in the science community, we call it penis and vagina. So either one of those things is missing.
But her kids have only used it twice.
Yeah. So she's letting Agata know, like, hey, my kids need to find these...
Connectors.
So she's basically asking me, how do I make my kids find these?
She's trying to get her kids to connect to find a partner for her?
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Exactly.
And so what's your advice for Heidi?
Heidi, listen... This is a terrible idea because kids don't know anything. They base everything off of what kind of candy they get, you know?
Yeah, I was just gonna... I can't believe how much I'm agreeing with you this time around, but if you let a kid set you up on dates, you're just gonna end up dating Barney.
Or even worse, Baby Bop.
Baby Bop.
Yeah, you don't want to end up... dating Baby Bop.
You want to end up with Toyota Dad. You don't want to end up with Baby Bop because Baby Bop doesn't know shit and Baby Bop can't drink. Baby Bop can't do anything, and I don't even know what kind of... Is Baby Bop a woman?
What is Baby Bop?
Is she human?
What is Baby Bop? Is that a thing?
Is she human? Or is she a dancer?
What is Baby Bop?
Baby Bop is the green dinosaur from Barney.
I know shit about Barney. I have a funny story.
That's not what I thought we were talking about.
So one year, my brother... So we had, like, we would always hand-me-down costumes, right? For Halloween, because we're poor and we're Asian and we don't care. So one year, my brother was, like, crying and crying, and he wanted to be a dinosaur. And, of course, my parents were like, fuck you, we're not buying you a dinosaur costume. Are you crazy? We can barely buy... like rice or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding. They could always buy rice. So so then I had a Baby Bop costume from like when I was a kid, and we made him wear it.
Oh, he wanted to be a dinosaur, but he had to be Baby Bop.
So we were going all around, like he was trick-or-treating, and of course we're like, we didn't really think of it as anything. And my parents, they're foreign, so they don't think like, oh, he's Baby Bop, right? So he's going around, and he's so cute, and he had this little baby voice that was like, hi, trick or treat,
oh, what a nice Baby Bop costume, little boy.
No, actually, it was worse. People would be like, nice Baby Bop costume, aww, little girl, and he'd be like, oh, I'm a boy. And then people would be like, why the fuck did your parents dress you up as a female dinosaur then? But I was in the background laughing, like, yeah, that's Baby Bop.
I have no idea who Baby Bop is still.
I have a picture of him.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah,
do.
Yeah.
If you send it, we'll put it up on the website as part of this episode. Okay. I think that we provided some great advice to Han Lads and to Heidi. And great Ask a Goddess segment.
Yeah.
I'd say this was your best yet.
Well, thanks, but that doesn't mean much because you've disagreed on all my other ones.
Well, you give a lot of dubious advice. Okay. No, what? I'm sorry.
Whoa.
She gives great advice. She's very qualified. Continue to send your questions in to twb.cool/ask or 432-AGADA-HI. Now we're at my segment, and sometimes I like to prepare a game for my segment, and sometimes I don't have the time to prepare a game, so when that happens, we play Guess Which Celebrity I'm Thinking Of.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So, I'm thinking of a famous person, and this is very much like a 20-question style game, where you guys can ask...
You can't search. Oh.
No, I was going to look for a Baby Bop.
Oh,
motherfuckers! Fuck you.
You can ask. It's like 20 questions, but we don't count questions. We don't have that kind of time. So just ask questions until
just
you
ask
know.
Unlimited questions.
Ask unlimited yes or no questions. Each of you may ask one non-yes or no question Ooh. At any time that Ooh. I may or may not answer.
That's a sexy new rule.
Mm-hmm. I may or may not answer it though. If it's a yes or no question, I have to answer it.
So it depends on your mood?
Yeah. If you just say, who is the person, I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm thinking of a famous person, and go.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
It's not Sarah Jessica Parker.
Is it a man?
It is a man.
Matis Yahu.
It is Matis Yahu.
Yes. I love it.
It was Modest Yahoo. That's who I was thinking of.
The quickest version of this game we've ever played.
Okay, wait.
It really is.
That was really fast.
I was just vibing off of your brain.
You knew what I was thinking.
And
so
Modest Yahoo came inside my head.
Right.
Suspicious package at NYC bus station filled with 1K condoms.
There was a suspicious package found at an NYC bus station, and it contained 1K condoms.
Yeah, not 0K, not 2K, 1K.
So, wow. So it contained 1,000 condoms.
Yeah.
How did they get there?
Let's find out. Police say it's... I'm unzipping my pants to get the newspaper out. Police say a suspicious package left behind a concrete barrier of a New York City bus station didn't contain any explosives, but did have some unexpected contents.
Condoms?
Condoms?
1,000 individually packaged condoms for both men and women.
They have female condoms?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Individually packaged? Does that mean some people?
Yeah, it wasn't like what?
Just like a lump of condoms.
Yeah. You know how when you go to a CVS and you buy a lump of condoms?
I hate it when that happens.
That's so stupid.
Oh, I love it. I love it because when I unwrap my large pile of condoms, it's so easy to put on my small dick.
Are you wearing one now?
I'm wearing a Magnum XL jugular big. It looks like a fist.
Are you wearing the whole lump or just one?
Yeah, I can show you.
Okay.
So do they?
Whoa!
Wow.
That is a big ass condom.
Oh my god! It's just a big lumpy thing.
So did they get to the bottom of how those condoms got there?
It says here. Spokesman Joe Pentangiello.
Pentangiello.
Says investigators, with the help of dogs, checked out a silver messenger cell satchel that was left in the under-construction Manhattan depot.
Condoms?
Are we going to do a hoedown about the bag of condoms that was found?
We could do it on that. We could do it on any other trend that we've talked about.
I think let's do the condom bag.
All right,
I think
cool.
That's good. To give a little backstory to new listeners and to Melina, who looks horrified, we like to do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about the things that are trending. Now, I got to tell you guys something. My friend Sarah called me this week and told me that she thinks that our hoedowns are lame and that she thought I was better than that.
Is this your friend Sarah Chalk?
It's not Sarah Chalk from Scrubs.
Oh.
So, Sarah, I appreciate your feedback.
Mean.
But I still think hoedowns are funny. And I'm going to keep doing them until I get sick of them.
Yeah.
Which is going to be never.
That's mean, though. Your friends should be supportive.
Yeah, I'll ask her to be more supportive next time.
She can just fast forward through them if she hates it so much.
Yeah, there are many really good podcast listening programs out there where you can just skip ahead 30 seconds. And I think the hoedowns last about a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all podcasts have hoedowns. And
yeah. They.
It's usually at the end of the program, not a lot of people know that. It's just a thing that we're, we love them, but also it's a mandatory thing that we have to do.
Yeah, it's something that we decided at the very beginning of doing the show that every episode would contain at least one hoedown, and I don't think we're going to stop. As you know, we used to have Laura Hall come in and do our hoedowns. She will not come in anymore. Last week we had the secret horse come in, and I guess we offended her because she said she won't come back. So what we did was we built a robo Laura Hall. So we've got Robo Laura Hall here, who's going to play the Whose Line Is It Anyway theme song. Hi, Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, I am Robo Laura Hall.
how has your week been? So we constructed her out of different things, and basically we programmed her to converse and play the hoedown theme, and that's just about it.
I'm good, puppy. Bowl is good.
Laura Hall apparently really likes the Robo Laura Hall really likes the puppy bowl. Great. Does anybody have any questions for Robo Laura Hall?
What'd you have for breakfast?
Cereal.
What kind of cereal?
The podcast.
Not the podcast, lol.
Wow.
What?
She LOL'd it.
Oh, she lolled.
She likes to emote it.
Oh, okay. So, Laura, you know, you've been programmed to play perfectly every week the Whose Line Is It Anyway hoedown theme. Are you ready to do that for us now?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are
we
you?
We have established that we are ready.
We're all ready to do a hoedown about...
Are you ready?
Okay, yeah. Laura, come... Are you okay. ready? Okay.
We're going to tune Jesus. Her up a little, but... Laura, will you please play the Whose Line Is It Anyway theme song?
Well, I'm a little puppy in New York City, just walking around under a tree. Hey, what's that smell? Something nice. I find a box full of condoms. Yeehaw!
Well, I lost a box of condoms the other day. They were all lumped together. They look like a lump of clay. I use them every morning and every night when my girlfriend and I have sex and fight.
My baloney has a first name. It's M-A-L-I-N-A. My baloney has a second name. It's Montes Yahoo. Da-da-da, condoms. All over your face. Space.
That was great.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I had a reception for my wedding. I bought some contraception and put them in a thing. But when I went to take the bus, I done forgot to take my bag with me. And now I'm having unsafe sex.
Now having unsafe sex.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I
oh, that was awful.
No, you were
think
great.
I don't think we could top that.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
That was great.
I never want to do a hoedown again.
Can I have something to drink?
Oh, yeah, Laura Hall, what do you want? We've got Coke Zero. I call it C to the Z. Do you want
I
some?
Want some oil.
You want some oil? We've got vegetable oil, sesame oil, coconut. Olive oil, coconut oil.
I am a robot.
We know.
So fuck me.
Oh, come on, Laura. Get out of here. Don't worry, I'll roll her away.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say at this point then, thank you so much for listening to Trends with Benefits. Thank you, Melina, for coming
on
our show.
Cool.
Thank you. And again, you should follow her on Twitter. She's at... she's at Melina MF.
She talks a lot about buttholes and stuff. So
the MF stands for meat flaps.
It's MALINAMF, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And please follow us on Twitter at TrendsWBenefits. You can rate us on iTunes. You can send your questions in to twb.cool/ask. And that's about it, right? Anything else?
Yep, that's
you
it.
You want to plug anything?
I want to plug the season finale of Parenthood. I didn't watch it. I don't know what it's about, but I saw someone say that it was really sad, so I just want to throw that out there.
Okay. And so...
I want to plug something.
Oh, okay. Yes.
She can have my plug. I don't have anything to plug.
Okay, what do you have to plug, Robo Laura?
I want to plug something.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Jesus. She's so bossy.
Fresh air.
Laura Hall is plugging fresh air.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Okay. Thanks, okay. Robo Laura Hall. Thank you for listening. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.